I am a member of the Iron Tribe. Not that you can tell by the color of my armor. That's intentional. Advertising that you were a part of my tribe was probably, or still is, an invitation to be ostracized, mobbed, even stoned. We're not welcome in the nice little villages of the Allegory, good enough to share their food or drink, clean enough to trade with. We're creatures for late night tales, told to new guards. Better stay sharp, or some iron Allegory will get you. It wasn't always this way, of course. Long, long time ago, well before the Core War, the Shattering, my tribe lived in the mountains of Boda Magna and worked in the mines. We sent the iron we dug out of the rock to the fire tribe for forging, and in return they provide us with finished tools and weapons. We were rough, of course, but we were honored for our work, and were treated like any other Agori. Iron tribe members lived a life full of hard, honest work, and didn't ask for anything more. Outside of some arguments with our neighbors in the mountains, the Skral, we didn't have any conflicts with anyone. When the end came, it came swiftly and quietly, like a dagger thrust to the back. A few members working on the outskirts of our land began to act strangely. They were distracted, quarrelsome, and as the days went by, they got worse. Asked if they felt sick, they said no. The only odd thing that they could report was that their sleep had been disturbed, for they had stopped dreaming. Most of us laughed. After all, what matters was the strength of our backs as we carved metal out of the rock and held it to the surface. What does it matter if our sleep was just that? Sleep, unbarred by illusions and fantasies. And if you can't dream, then you don't have to worry about nightmares, right? Wrong. If you can't dream, your life becomes the nightmare.